environment has changed and you're here sort of isolated in the mountains, do you think you're going to lose touch with what's going on in the cities? And if
maybe.
If you bring your characters into the cities, what are you going to do?
I'll just remember the city I know. And, you know, you never get that out of you. I'll probably see till the day I die, I'll be New York. And you just, you know, never get it out of you. Not because I particularly like New York. It's what I know. And if I write about a city, I'll know more about a city than three other guys. And you may put a new building or something. Or I've seen it.
In other words, probably you might be able to see it clearer now than actually when you were.
I see something that I've never seen before. It's the one reason I love California. And it's the one reason I'm glad I got off my backside. Because New York is all vertical. And I've never, except for that one experience in France where I saw the Moselle Valley, you know. And of course that was France, that wasn't America. And France was something different. And but over here, I've never seen anything like anything with the expansion of California, and I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I saw it. So I just love it here. I love it here.
And, well, there's a new look to the cities. I was in Detroit business about 2 weeks ago. Or actually, it wasn't business. I had testified in court. My brother was hit by a car. A hit-and-run driver as we were walking. 5 years ago, and the case just came up. I got the license number and identified the guy, and my brother won the case, etc. But just being in Detroit for the 20 days that it took, the brutality of the city came across stronger than ever after having lived in California for a year and a half. And I noticed a brand-new architecture springing up. The storefronts are all bricked up.
Yeah.
And they've got one little strip of glass brick, you know, to pop a little light through.
Well,
and they've got this new design of mesh over the ones that do have window. They're trying to put some design into the mesh to make it attractive, but still.
Well,
and the cities are like fortresses now.
No, there's a
rainbow
outside.
Where's that?
One in here.
I have a. You have a condition in the cities that I never had, I know that. There's a heck of a lot of people, a heck of a lot of them. And in my day, you know, there weren't that many people. And I think conditions are becoming, maybe there's a denseness accumulating there too. And you're gonna warrant a little more protection. I think, if there's any sort of a menace building up there, it's because of the population buildup. And in my day, there was plenty of room for everybody. The room wasn't much to look at, but everybody had plenty of it. Even in the ghettos, you know, where it was really overcrowded. It was the only place that was really overcrowded. Other sections of New York, you know, you could walk the streets and you wouldn't feel the crowd as much as you do now. When I lived in Long Island, I'd come in maybe twice a week to the city and there would be something about the crowd that would scare me, and I'd just ride back to the suburbs. And I felt a hell of a lot much better. So,
the city does have that, many ways. You smile at somebody here in California and they return your smile. Smile at people in Detroit
that doesn't
and
mean
look
anything.
At you and they say, what is he smiling about? You know, what does he mean by
that? I don't think that means anything.
And their colors, they all wear dark colors, like, you know, black overcoats or in black raincoats, black trousers.
Well, the climate's different,
look
kid.
Look like paw bearers.
Sure. You're walking around in a gray climate, you wear a gray suit.